We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm as sincere as I've ever been. I'm so surprised to hear you when you would bring a present if someone says don't bring a present.
Well, I have to qualify that a little
bit.
Shocked. And Kendra and I are on one side of this issue. You are on the other side of this issue. If it is an adult party and they say, please do not bring a gift, I honor that and I do not bring a gift. It's an adult party. Mm-hmm. I would bring like a bottle of wine or some flowers for the hostess. Okay. A kid party, when they say, like, little Johnny wants you to, you know, donate money to the whatever foundation, I'm happy to do that. But I like... if the kid is 4 or 5 years old, I'm often like, well, they won't have anything to open. And when you're a little kid, you like to open. So I generally will bring a little something.
I can't believe
that. Same.
Mm. Right? And most people do, even if it says that.
They said don't bring a present.
I know.
Sometimes it's just a suggestion, though, and I take it as, well, I won't buy like a big bag of things, but it's something small. So,
yeah.
Just something enough for them to tear open wrapping paper. Something.
Me too.
Something.
Even if it's like a coloring book
or something
small like that. Just something so that they can...
Right.
I don't know what to say. My kids are a little older, but I'm imagining if they were 5 years old and I said, please don't, you know, we're happy to have you come to the party. Please don't bring any presents. We're going to have a great time. And somebody came with a present, it'd be like, I thought I said don't bring any presents.
I know. And you're more correct is in terms of if you asked any etiquette expert, they'd say, if the host says no gifts, it's no gifts. I get that. But that the reality of it is that when people go to a kid's party and it says no gifts, generally speaking, people bring gifts. So you have to decide, am I going to follow the rules or am I going to feel embarrassed that I don't have a gift?
And why do they... I'm not one of those people. I might call you. If you invited me to a party for your kid and you said no gifts... I really wouldn't think about it that much. I probably wouldn't bring a gift. But if I were concerned, I would call you up and I'd go, hey, Sue, party's at 2:00 on Saturday. We're excited for little Timmy. You sure? You said no gifts. Don't bring anything? And you would say what?
No, don't bring anything. But what are you going to say?
All right.
You're not going to say, well, go ahead and bring us a gift. So the call doesn't matter. What matters is people,
the person knows.
That, well,
if it's a kid, people still feel
funny not bringing something. It's my kid, and I said, don't bring any gifts. Maybe we had a big party for him a month ago, and he got like a trip to Florida. You know, maybe we already gave him a bunch. Maybe we're trying to teach him. Maybe, who knows? But if I say, don't bring any presents, and you bring presents, I'd almost be offended.
Look, I concede that you're more correct. I'm just telling you my truth, which is, when it's a kid,
it's tough not to do it.
I bring a little something for my them.
And you too, Kendra?
Over the summer, my friend said no gifts, and I got each of her kids a little Amazon gift card, and I brought it. It was just in an envelope. She said, I said no gifts. And I said, oh, too bad. I'm putting it in your house. Here you go for them. Just use it to get them books or something. So I almost play it that way. Like, no.
So you gave it to the parent and said, you give it to them or something like that?
Well, no. I just said, you keep it. No, for them. And she's like, no, take it back. Take it back. I said, I'm not taking it back. Put it in the house.
Shocked.
When it's a kid party, people show up with gifts.
I know.
They do.
This all came up because on Saturday, I'm going to an adult birthday party. A friend of ours is having a significant birthday. We're going to go, and they said no gifts. And I'm like,
that's
they really mean no gifts.
No, bring a bottle of wine or some flowers.
Then I can bring a bottle of wine or some flowers or something like that.
I agree with you there. But a kid party, I'm telling you.
It's hard
you,
to go empty handed.
Yes.
It's very hard to go empty handed.
It's kid party. Kids love to open up gifts. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to bring one.
Can we crowdsource this?
Yes.
Listeners, please, where are you on this? If they say no gifts, do they really mean no gifts? That's what we mean. Whether
kid
it's a
party.
Kid or for a kid party.
I'm a big gift giver. So even if they say no gifts, I side with Kendra and Sue and bring something small.
Wow.
Especially for a kid party, right?
Especially for a kid party. And I will say, I've done both. Like, I've done, my kids decided on their own, and they were, like, middle schoolish, and they decided on their own that they wanted to get donations for something. So what they decided on was my daughter had a service animal and they wanted to get blankets and dog treats and such for the, so people could actually bring something.
Yeah.
But it was more for something.
That that's a good idea.
And brought to the place and,
yeah.
And then it was kind of a combined thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea because then people don't feel funny about being empty handed.
Right.
I think it's a great way to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
Of that is fine. I have no problem with that. I think what it is for me is the parents said no present, and it feels like you're making it more about you because you're a gift giver and you want to do this rather than what the parents said, please, no
it's
gifts.
It's not about me?
Yeah, true. I know that's what we do by default. Took me a second there. But that's a great call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You too. Hi, Morning Magic. Do you bring a present when they say no presents, or do you actually listen to the host?
So I actually have 6-year-old twins, and we requested that they not bring a present, or if they wanted to bring a present, I requested that they bring a gift for the Quincy Animal Shelter.
Yeah.
And I wish that everyone had complied.
Yeah.
Because then the kids get to go take the, you know, stuff to the animal shelter.
Sure.
And then they get a certificate back from the animal shelter that they donated and like, well, thank you for sharing your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But even if they bring a gift for a donation to it, like a shelter, they're still getting something to bring to the shelter, right?
Right, so something you're still, physical that you're bringing and that they can bring to the shelter, which I think is what people, you know, they feel funny coming empty-handed, so that way they're still doing something.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Do people still bring gifts for your kids separate than the donation to the shelter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the money that they brought, I was able to take my kids to like a dog store and they like bought more stuff to get to the shelter.
Oh, kids sound great.
So they
that's a nice touch. And you're teaching your kids a lesson. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Great call. Hey, thank you so much.
Yep. And happy birthday to those kids.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.